the president has said that the whole thing about he being in violation of the Constitution is not true. He said that the first time he was put there as president, he was not elected by the people, and therefore he has the right to go for a third term. What are the people saying?
You know, our constitution is from the Arusha Peace Agreement. And this Arusha Peace Agreement is saying that no one will be able to rule this country more than 10 years. If a president has a first mandate of 5 years, he just can run for a second term only one time. That means that no one can do more than 10 years ruling this country. And our constitution is saying that for the first mandate in 2005, exceptionally, that the president will not be elected by the direct vote by the people, but have been elected by the Senate and the parliament together. So it's not about the way the president was elected. It's about the number of mandates that he could have at the head of the country. That's the whole problem. The people who elected him were elected by the people also.
There was a proposal by the European Union and the United States that perhaps the election should be delayed. What are the protesters saying? Do they support that?
For any person that has his head clear, it's obvious that the vote should be delayed, because today you can even not go in an office or in a store in Bujumbura. And the president yesterday began campaigning in the countryside while he knows that all the communes of Bujumbura are locked off by police and the army. And also radios are locked off from the countryside. Even a few minutes ago now, the Catholic Church said a few minutes ago that it's impossible to continue the electoral process without letting the media do their work. The president must free the radios, let them be on air again in the countryside, and postpone the elections. If not done like that, they say that the 70th of this month, the Catholic Church will ask his members who are in the Electoral Commission to get out of Independent Electoral Commission. There are a lot of members of the Catholic Church in the Electoral Commission.
How is the media covering this? Are you free to cover the protest and to broadcast?
We are free to cover, even if some people, those close to the ruling party, they are beating some of our crews. They are trying to take our equipment out of them. Today, 5 journalists escape being killed by the young people of the ruling party. They take the equipment out of them. They run after them. They throw stones on them. They really had to run very fast to escape from being killed. The other thing is that, as you may know, that all those independent media, those independent radio, they now cannot reach the countryside. They are just allowed to broadcast on the capital city only, because their transmitters have been switched off by the government.
So are you able to use your telephone lines to reach the countryside?
The telephone lines have been cut off also. We just have to use the mobile phones, and it's very difficult for the countryside people, and even for us, because most of the equipment are made not to use the mobile phones, to have some reports or something like those. They even cut off internet from the mobile phones.
There were protests again on Tuesday. What happened?
Very, very big protest this Tuesday. And the new thing was that there were a lot of women and girls in this protest. During the other days, it was almost most of the time by young men. But this time, we saw that there were a lot of ladies and girls joining the movement, asking for the president to stop running for the third term.